You're with SBS Radio.
Basically, I'm a painter, but I also do collage work and three-dimensional work with found objects. And basically, the paintings, all of those things are collages in different layers. My work's very multi-layered. It focuses predominantly on endangered species and technology as a reference point to when I was a young boy growing up in the 50s and how I imagine the world would be now, and some of the shock element of how the world is now. Yeah.
Your work, A Change in the Weather, is on display as part of Art Now FNQ 2019. Could you please describe it and tell us a bit more about it?
This painting was a real big swing back to me making a rather large statement about the environment. Usually I paint birds, but this time, last summer, there were unprecedented heat waves with thousands of these fruit bats, which are keystone species, were just dropping dead out of the trees, running around biting people. And I thought it was a good opportunity to make this larger than life focus on it. It's got trickles of blood down, running down it, and it's just meant to be really big in your face. A statement about a really important species.
It's a very big artwork.
It's a very big artwork that took about a year to do. But you can tell by looking at the piece, there's a hell of a lot of detail and a lot of really thick paint, and there's a pushing and pulling of textures and colours. That's a commonality that Rona and I have, is that colour dynamic. We both use really strong polar colours. They're very emotional, emotional colours.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think it's that whole thing about talking about the environment, which the exhibition was based on. Jeff had picked a subject or an element, a keystone element, which is the bat, which is being decimated, and is also a global climate change, which has actually started to wipe a lot of the hundreds of them out recently. But their environment's being taken away. With my work, it's more about the human migration and where exactly are we going to end up. And I guess that question always comes back to, is this a natural phenomena that we're actually going through, or is it something that's been brought on by overpopulation and the killing of a lot of these species, which are so vitally important to our existence? So, Jeff, what do you reckon? I guess most people come to this part of the world for that particular aspect, where it's the only place in the world we have the virgin rainforest coming to meet the virgin coral reef, and now we've got this massive coral bleaching and bushfires that are running out of control, and a real lack of water because of the late monsoons, and a lot of species, including cassowaries, are borderline, and it's a real concern, not just for our visitors coming to visit, we like that, but for local people living here and how they interact with that environment and them living in a tropical environment. Do they really see it as being that, or do they see it as just a lovely place to live? I guess we come up with the questions. We're not really answering anything in particular. But to make people aware is really the point of the exercise, I think, with the artwork.
And to challenge people, I think, just to make them think about, what really is happening. It's not just up here in Far North Queensland, it's all across Australia. The Murray River Cod, the Murray River drying up, the politics of what's happening with ecosystems like that, it's not just here, and it's not just Australia. It's
worldwide.
Yeah, and I think my work has got that holistic sort of worldwide thing. It's not parochial, it's not about just us protecting our cassowaries and our bats, it's about the whole bloody world having a good think,
Yeah, raising awareness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Global awareness.
Yeah, it's not just us.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.